Your mom's guilty pleasures.
Episode number 12.
Yeah! Yeehaw, cowboy.
It's your mom's guilty pleasures. Chris Libertini, Lexi Pevararo, John Mingione. And the title, Private Life, Private Parts, Privacy? No. Lexi, no?
Do we have any privacy in life?
Sure.
You think so?
Do. Oh, podcast over.
All right, good stuff.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks
try
for
the
tuning
veal.
In.
Sure.
We do. I think you do.
Do you? You really do?
I have a little bit of privacy. Like when I turn off my phone and I lock myself in my room, nobody knows what I'm doing in there.
It's a good point.
You know?
Lexi, do you think you have any privacy?
Yeah, no, I definitely think I do, but it's definitely less than maybe privacy 5 years ago.
Can we edit this and start over?
Do you want to?
Oh, no. Let's keep going.
So here's my question to you. Lexi brought up a very important point about privacy in relationships. So Lexi's currently dating a very attractive guy. You know, Lexi's mom likes him. The whole family likes him.
Eyebrows on fleek.
Eyebrows on motherfucking fleek.
They're a good eyebrow couple.
They are.
You notice that?
Well, you know what it is? Lexi's eyebrows aren't forced. They're just there. You look at a lot of people and they're always fucking like...
Does he know? Does Chris know?
I don't know.
They're very forced.
They're fake.
They're the only thing Lexi's eyebrows are, Chris, are forced.
What? You got microblading?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Seriously?
That's a good job Lexi on your microblading.
Lexi girl, your microblading girl's on point. I'm just saying, listen, I would never expect Lexi to have the microblading. That's
because
fucking
so natural.
And they're motherfucking expensive.
Yeah.
You got to pay $400 every 2 years?
Like three.
Christ.
Well, depending on how well your skin holds tattoo, it could be 3 years, 4 years.
So
but anyway.
Let me ask you a question here.
Yeah.
You got $300 on just your eyebrows.
Well, that wasn't the original cost. That's the touch-up cost.
Get the fuck out of here.
God,
so let's take us through the process of your eyebrows here. And we'll get to the fucking privacy in a second because this is very interesting.
She doesn't have any privacy.
She's zero fucking privacy.
Exactly. Right. See, this
Lexi
is the
has
thing,
zero like... fucking privacy. Lexi's eyebrows are fake. Don't ever say that they're real. Here's my question to you. So, you know, we should have talked about this in the
Love
Are You
yourself,
Happy With Yourself?
Yeah.
Lexi's fucking holding out on us here.
Yeah, she is. I'm
very upset about this. Okay, so
privacy.
So $300 for the touch up.
Yes.
How much in the initiation?
Well, there. I'll give you an average because it all depends on what technician you use. There's
right.
an advanced one, a semi-advanced, not advanced.
How much
so
did you
on.
Pay?
Right.
With tip and the process, it cost give or take 17.
Whoa. Are you glazing over the fact that you just said $1,700?
With tip. So
wait a second.
That's a lot.
Is this one person you're going to the whole time?
Yeah. It's about a 2-hour process.
All right. Well, hey, the girl's got good eyebrows.
No, yeah, listen, I thought they were fucking...
But they last for X amount of years, and then you get like a touch-up.
But what is X? It could be one.
Right.
Yeah, but you have to think all... I don't know.
A conversation
it's not
you want to keep private?
No, it's okay. It's not for everyone. I mean, I blogged about it, so I really don't care. But...
How long have you been doing this? How many years it takes you to get up to 1,700?
No, that was the one time. That was the first day I walked into the office and they do it for the first time.
And do they shave your whatever
it's,
you have?
It's a two. No. So they keep the hair that's still
right.
on your eyebrow, but
okay.
I got them done because I had very light eyebrows and I didn't have a lot of like full. I didn't have that full eyebrow forehead head
okay.
of hair. I don't
okay.
really know how to say
what?
That.
Okay.
You know, I just didn't have a lot of hair there, so
okay.
I was like, oh, I'm so tired of. Drawing them on how people do, and I'm not mm-hmm. good at it. I'm not some makeup artist.
You always look surprised.
It's,
right.
Yeah,
the word,
I just
it's drawing, I think.
Drawing.
Not drawing.
Drawing.
Mm. And that's when you build a drawer from a dresser. I think, I'm sorry, you can continue with the eyebrow talk.
So
you're drawing.
I just wanted to get them done. So it's a 2-hour process. You go in, the first hour is them just literally measuring your nose to your eye and the start of your eyebrows to your cheekbones because everyone's bone structure is different.
Right.
So they want to make sure the shape mm-hmm. isn't weird or doesn't fit your face. So mm-hmm. that's like the first hour. And then you picked your color. And then it's not like a tattoo when you go into a salon. It's like zzzz. It's not like that. It's like a little needle.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically cut these eyebrow hair strokes on your eyebrow over the current hair you have. So it looks fuller and it doesn't look fake. And then they put the dye over and it sits there and And about 2 hours later, you walk out and it looks great, but there's a healing process just like any other tattoo. It's
do you take days off work?
No, no, no. I came in the day after and Johnny made fun of them because they were so dark.
That's, I didn't make fun of you.
Yeah.
It didn't happen like
but
that.
But it's the healing process. So I wasn't offended.
I didn't make fun of you.
And how long ago was this?
I did this a year and a half, almost two. Is it 2 years now? I don't really know how we got to that.
I didn't make fun of you. We said that you and your boyfriend have eyebrow goals on
the
floor.
All right. So getting back to the privacy, jumping off Lexi's point.
We never do
that. I don't have privacy.
What were you going to say, Johnny?
The jumping off of Lexi, to get back to what Chris was saying.
Right, exactly.
What were you saying?
Let's not do that. No, okay. But Lexi was saying about privacy and relationships, specifically, what do you divulge to your significant other? Like, where's the line? You know, like, I shit my pants in third grade. Is that the line? Or I slept with my friend's mom. Is that the line? Or she jerked me off. I didn't mean anything. Is that the line? I don't know. What's the line? Or John,
well, I think maybe it depends on person to person. If it affects a situation, then you should divulge some info. Mm-hmm. Meaning if you're going to a party that an ex or a fling or someone that you slept with is going to be there, maybe you should tell the person if it affects the situation. Otherwise, there's no need to tell your girlfriend you slept with your friend's mom 5 years ago before you knew her.
What if you don't know that your friend's mom is there and all of a sudden, Yahtzee! There's like, what if you show up and there's like three people you've slept with?
Do you pull them aside?
Right. Do you pull each one of them aside, or do you you pull your girl aside that you're with them? I'd be like, I fucked half this room. You want to go?
I guess it really depends on the situation, on the person, on the girlfriend, on the boyfriend.
Right.
I think not only does it depend on the person, but it depends on the relationship, because I think, and this may have been where you were going with this, but some of the people you may date, you have known or have the same friend group or are in the same town. So as much as you may not have dated them or talked to them, when you're in a small town, like it was in my situation, you already know who you dated and they kind of already know your past based on just being around you in that town. But then you can date someone who you moved to Boston and you met some random person and now you're dating them. But that's different. They have no connection to your past.
Right. You're starting with a clean slate.
It's a clean slate.
Mm-hmm. So, tabula rasa.
Exactly. So you don't really maybe need to tell the same things as if you were to tell someone that knows a little bit about you already.
And that's, I think that's a little easier to date someone outside of your circle of people you know. Mm-hmm. It's almost like a fresh start. Mm. Unfortunately, I've really only like dated within my friend group. Like I'll go to parties and I've dated, I think you're similar, Chris.
Yeah.
I've dated half the girls in the room.
The worst!
And other guys in the room and other girls that everybody's dated. My friend's group is very incestual. Mm. Incestuous?
So everybody knows what everybody else's naughty bis look like. Incestuous.
Incestuous, right. The second. Yeah, it gets awkward.
Has it ever affected the relationship where your current girlfriend or any other girlfriends that you've had within the same group and you go to a party and let's say you're considering not only were you friends but you were partners, does that affect, so let's say you're talking to your ex, does your current girlfriend get upset even though they were your friend before your ex?
You know what's weird? I mean? A couple of my ex-girlfriends are actually friends with each other.
And has that ever been a problem?
Maybe like deep down, like they don't, I don't think they talk about it, but it's been a problem with, they've been a problem with each other. But actually, Lexi, it affected me once, the ex-girlfriend thing. Mm-hmm. I, for one time, dated a girl outside of the friend group. Mm-hmm. I brought her to a party with all my friends. Three of my exes were there.
Ooh. Did your friends pick you up in the truck at 11:30?
They did. Okay. Blink-182 party song reference. I like that. Lexi doesn't understand what that means.
They're people. They're cool there. Reluctant, I followed.
But I never dreamed there would be someone there who kept my attention. It's just a lyric. It's a lyric.
I followed that much.
My then-girlfriend got shade from my most recent ex at that party.
Really?
And she didn't know. I didn't tell her. I did not tell
being rude to
the new girlfriend that ex-girlfriends were there.
Interesting.
Because I figured it was a new girl, new year, new me. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to tell her. But then she was like, why is that girl being so rude to me? My ex then, I'm not going to say her name, was being such a bitch to my new girlfriend.
Yeah.
And she didn't know why. So I had to take her aside. I'm like, listen. And she was mad at me. She was like, why don't you tell me that your ex-girlfriends are going to be here?
That's a good point.
And I was like, honestly, I just wanted to have a good time with you. And I didn't want to have to bring up my past. But I learned the hard way.
What was her response to that? She was fucking upset.
Oh, yeah. She was very upset. She said, in the future, please just tell me everything. Like I want this to be an open book relationship.
So now, since that new girlfriend said, please tell me everything, because she was completely out of the picture, you didn't know her prior or whatever. But when you enter a relationship with one of the girls that were in your friend group, since that new girlfriend already knows who you've been with, do you feel like you ever need to have the past conversations? Like, oh, you know, I know you know Sam, Christina, Mary, whatever, but do you want to know what happened between us? Like, since she's aware of your past, do you still talk about it?
No. If she had questions, I said, if you could ask me whatever you want, but like, I don't feel the need to just tell you.
But that's how you feel with new girlfriend in friend group or new girlfriend you met across the world. That's your same motto. You don't feel like you need to disclose the past because it has nothing to do with your current relationship.
Right. If it affects the current relationship in any way, I think you need to disclose the info.
Gotcha. Agreed.
Whatever
like,
it is.
Like you just went, like obviously you got a thing going on, you know, respect the whole deal, but you just went to Texas.
Yeah.
So let's say you found a girl, Mary Beth, in Plano, Texas, and you were passing through and she saw your video of you riding a horse and she thought that you had a horse below, you know.
Wait, a big horse penis.
A big horse penis.
So this is a girl named Mary Beth?
Mary Beth.
Oh, I wasn't sure if you were listing names. Like, you found a girl, Mary,
no, but
Beth.
Yeah, that's a good point. Oh, okay. But I'm saying, you found Mary a girl. Beth. Well, because they have two names when they're down south.
Got it. Oh, of course.
They have two names. So it's Mary Beth.
Kelly Lynn, Barbara Lynn.
There it is. You got, you know.
Yeah.
So they got a whole thing. And from there, then they come back and they're like, oh, Johnny, I love you. You're such a New York personality. And you got a horse penis. He's the best. Johnny's so funny with his little videos. And then, like, she meets now your friends where you fucked half the room.
Oh, boy.
Is the conversation in the elevator, babe, I'm having such a good time. Oh, me too, sugar. I love you. By the way, I fucked half the people. Hi, how you doing? Like,
yeah, well, first off, I made love. I didn't fuck.
All right,
I make love. But I think I learned from that one relationship I just told you about.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've learned for the future that I would indeed say to new tech Southern Belle, I would say, hey, not a big deal. I just want to let you know, like, a couple of my past ex-girlfriends, like, I dated them many years ago. They're going to be here. Just throwing that out there. Nothing weird. Everything's cool. They have new boyfriends. Let's have some fun.
It's impressive.
Yee-haw! She'd say, all right, cowboy.
Johnny's self-aware.
Oh, God, here we go.
Johnny's very aware.
I told Lexi she wasn't self-aware because she was unable to hear Yanni or Laurel or whatever the fuck that
Yanni,
stupid thing
Laurel
was.
Shit. I hope and we now don't do an episode about that.
Coming. Will this episode air before the other episode?
Yes.
Oh, that's so funny.
No, this episode, the other episode will air before this episode.
Oh, okay, good.
So we're like, we're calling back. We're making fun.
Right.
Yes.
But yeah, I think I would tell a new girlfriend that the ex-girlfriends are going to be at this party.
Because you're a smart guy.
I'm currently in a happy relationship, though. I just want to put that out there.
Good for you. And we're all very happy for Johnny about that.
Very happy
for the golf club.
Thank
you. Good for you. Good for you. Okay, so let's get to more privacy stuff. The internet. It's a magical place. It's filled with porn. Lexi has no clue about that, but it's filled with porn.
What's
I swear
porn?
To God. Yeah. Do you know that there...
I never said that.
Did you think anybody actually thought that you didn't know what porn was?
I'm just saying, why porn? Why are we back here?
But I'm just saying, because the internet was made...
For porn.
Gotcha.
It was. So they did a whole, what was that Broadway show? The Internet is Made for Porn with the puppets. Avenue Q. Thank you very much.
I haven't heard
Johnny
of
that. Johnny didn't know that. He Googled it.
Wait,
don't.
But it was, the audience knew I was Googling.
I know, but Johnny was like, oh, Johnny Q, you know, whatever it was.
Avenue Q, what the hell?
So my point is that with privacy, you know, the whole internet is now essentially made for porn. And now they came up with all these rules. Net neutrality that they're now going to charge for different things, and they're going to set the internet up a different way. But Mark Zuckerberg is now up in front of Congress a couple weeks ago talking about what your privacy is. So Lexi wakes up in the morning, her eyebrows are fucking tattooed on her fucking face, so they're not going anywhere. She goes in. Sorry, I love you, Lexi. So she gets on the train. She gets on the Long Island Railroad, and she's on the train, and she's looking on her phone. And everything that she does on her phone is being sent to a database. You have no fucking privacy.
And also, it's so weird because sometimes, I bet it happens to you guys, you're talking about something with your friends, and then an ad pops up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. What is that called? Cookies or something?
Yes. No.
Right?
Cookies is like web history. I don't know what I don't know if there's a term. Spying? But I think there was a couple.
No.
Chris, there was a couple who did an experiment. They didn't have a dog. And they kept saying dog food, stuff about dog food, like for like hours and hours. They said it into their phone and they documented all this. And then like hours later, or maybe it was the next day, just nothing but ads for dog food popped up on their
fucking
Facebook.
Fucking worst.
Yeah. But it makes you question, like, things like Alexa, like Amazon Echo mm-hmm. and Google Home.
Mm-hmm.
My roommates, I have Amazon Echo. I love Alexa. I love it so much. My roommates won't let me put it in the living room because they're stoners and they're afraid that they're always listening.
I read a great fucking article
but
in the 80s. It says, we're going to do the best spy thing in history. We're going to put a bug in everybody's fucking home and they're going to know what John Q. Public is doing at all times. The phone.
Yep.
The fucking Amazon Echo.
True.
They know what you're doing at all times. My friends, a similar story. My friends are sitting home and they're talking about sheets, mattress sheets. Baby, we're going to have to go buy mattress sheets.
Right.
They go on Facebook. There's an ad for mattress sheets.
It's scary shit.
It's really fucking
And they're
bad.
Always listening, the applications. Yep. Hey, Siri, are you spying on me?
Nope.
She's full of shit. She is. She
that was
hear
way
me.
Too fucking quick, too.
She knows what's
and
up.
Way apparently, too quick. The Alexa, if you say certain things around it, like, I don't know if this is true. My friends told me they tried it. But if you say something regarding the FBI, it'll turn off. It'll shut off.
Really?
Well, if you
I
ask...
Don't know if, I don't know.
If but. You ask Alexa... You don't have an Alexa in here, Chris, do you?
I do not.
They have one down the hall. But if you ask Alexa, are you reporting everything I'm saying to the FBI? Alexa will say something like, Amazon takes its privacy extremely seriously. If you would like to learn more about it, go to Amazon.com, blah, blah, blah. So apparently they, I think it was a big thing with, was it Al-Qaeda when Apple wouldn't give stuff to.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
What
to
am
crack
I thinking
the
of?
Phones. Yeah, they had FBI agents that needed to crack certain phones and Apple's like.
Did they fill out
for
their
ISIS,
agreement?
Right? It was
yeah,
ISIS.
It was like a terrorist plot.
And I think Amazon has a similar policy to Apple that they are a private company and they refuse to give any info to the FBI. Mm-hmm. I think that's bullshit.
It's kind of bullshit. But at the same point...
No. I think they are full of shit.
Oh, I think they're full of shit too, but where's the line? Like, where do you draw the line? Don't get me wrong. Like, you need to set certain standards where you need to keep about the privacy of your data, about the privacy of your information. Everybody knows about your shit. Like, these fucking Anonymous, they know everything about everybody. Like, the cult
the Anonymous?
Group, they're called Anonymous.
There's a cult group called Anonymous, Lexi?
No.
Oh, nope. Yeah.
Johnny know, though, too, though.
Come on.
What?
Johnny No Though Too Though. She's like an Indian.
That's a rap song.
Johnny No Though Too Though. Johnny No Though Too Though. What? Johnny No Though Too Though. What? Johnny No Though Too Though. Johnny No Though Too Though. What?
Johnny No Though Too Though. Johnny No Though Too Though.
Yo, what's up, man? My name is Johnny No Though Too Though.
I was speaking broken English, but I meant Johnny doesn't know either.
You're the best part of the show, Lexi.
You really are, Lexi. If it was just Johnny and I, we'd be like, so, tits?
Tits, I love tits.
I love tits, yeah.
You started to speak to Johnny No No Dudo. You looked up like, what did I just say? Well, what did you want? Do you want to give that a second try?
Yes.
Because even the... Try it again. Let's start over. All right.
So I meant...
And action.
And cut. Yeah.
Okay, Chris, go. Lexi, you don't know.
As if we're going to cut this. Lexi, you don't know.
Yeah, but Johnny doesn't know either.
What don't I know? I forgot what we were talking about because you had a seizure. Johnny No No Too No.
Anonymous.
Oh, yeah, Anonymous.
I did not know what the cult Anonymous group was.
Well, there's a movie called Hackers. This is a great clip from it.
1984. You're right, man. That's a typo.
So... He's referring to George Orwell in 1984 and saying that there's, you know, everybody knows everything about you. But there's a hacker group called Anonymous. And what Anonymous is pretty fucking amazing. They are, what it says is they are a decentralized international hacktivist group that is widely known for its various cyber attacks. You've seen them a million times. Look at the picture over here.
Oh, the mask people?
They have the
that
mask.
Looks like V for Vendetta.
It is V for Vendetta.
Oh, they wear the V mask?
They wear the V mask. This is their logo.
Back to privacy for a second.
Yes.
The British speak of
yes,
privacy.
I love it.
I love British speak, by the way. Privacy.
I'm a huge fan.
Let's talk about these things that I'm pointing to.
What are you pointing to? Computers?
Webcams
yes.
on yeah. phones?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people put
computers.
Post-its over
my
that.
Roommate
Me too.
Puts a post-it. Yeah, he puts a...
Every time
a
I
thing.
Jerk off. Yep.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's a process.
Well, there's a thing that you can buy and you just move it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I look at the camera right into its eyes when I'm jerking. And I don't blink once. I think that the government... This is some conspiracy shit.
Yeah, let me hear it.
I think the government is always listening.
Yes.
And watching at any point. Like right now, even though the green light is not on my laptop.
Mm-hmm.
But how? Like, I don't understand. There's millions of webcams and there's millions of cameras and phones and Alexas. Who's just sitting in front of their computer going, hey, this is Johnny in New York City, 17th floor. Like,
sure.
How can you track millions of people?
I'll tell you. I don't think that there's some dude in a van monitoring 90 billion things at once. I think that maybe they listen for keywords. And
FBI,
once they get them,
illegal.
They're going to... So for instance, right now, I'm going to say, bomb the White House, I sell drugs, my name is Lexi Peveraro, Nassau County, Long Island, drugs, bomb,
oh,
kill,
yeah,
president.
Oh, yeah, use my name, right?
Kill, president, bomb, White House. Now, I'm on some kind of...
Watch
there's
list.
Some dude, Chad, in a van, monitoring this. So now... Hi, Chad. Thanks for listening to Your Mom's Guilty Pleasures. It's our podcast.
Mm-hmm. Subscribe on iTunes.
We don't plan on killing anyone and... Johnny said that.
It's actually pretty funny. One of my friends, he's a big pothead, and I'm pretty sure he grows stuff out of his basement. And so he gets really paranoid.
Give me his phone number, please.
212.
Yes.
He gets really paranoid about texting about weed. He doesn't like to text about it.
Really?
So what my friends and I will do, anytime we're in a group text with him, and he's like referring to weed, we will say... his name in conjunction with kill the president, bombs White House, this person sells drugs, go to this address. So we send his address. He turns off his phone. He gets so, he doesn't talk to us for like a week. But it's the funniest thing. It's the funniest fucking thing in the world.
I mean, hell yeah. That's very funny.
Yeah, I don't know. I do think that they have access to monitoring. I think that they can go around Apple's privacy settings. They can go around. I think some hackers, there's obviously, do you guys think there's intelligence that the layman doesn't know about?
Of course. Of course.
Like, what do you think? What do you think there could be?
I think they could do anything they want,
like human flight. No, I don't know.
No. Like
invisibility.
Literally, like no. For
go back in time.
Listen, well, we all don't have invisibility cloaks and death.
Okay,
what is that?
Harry.
What? Yeah.
Invisibility cloaks and death. So? Deathly Hallows.
Yeah, but what was the death thing that you are death?
Is that a Harry? Are you trying to quote Harry Potter and failing?
Yeah. Well, like you have the invisibility cloak in Harry Potter,
right?
But then you also have to conquer death. Wasn't that the?
Well, there's three Deathly Hallows, and the invisibility cloak is one of them.
That's what
and
I meant.
And then there's the Elder Wand.
Yeah, Elder Wand,
and then the stone, the Sorcerer's Stone.
Sorcerer's fucking stone. Okay, getting back to, I believe that they could do anything. You create something, right?
Maybe it wasn't the sorcerer. Maybe it's a different
Lexi's
stone.
Lexi's watching a tennis match, going, "What the fuck are these idiots talking about?" You make something, right? It's a program. You're going to create a backdoor to use that program any way you see fit.
Oh, right.
What
right.
A backdoor, Lexi, is you create a program, and then on the back end, you're fucking with shit.
I got that.
I'm sorry. I love how you just assume Lexi doesn't know, so you
it's
just...
okay. It's okay.
So...
backdoor.
I believe that with anything that goes on, they have a backdoor. They have a way of going about it. They have a way of getting around it. They have a way of listening to it. They have a way of knowing what you're doing. And who the fuck are we, though? But if Lexi ever runs for president, if John ever runs for public office, all right, well, let's ping John's computer.
Right.
And then, you know, they fucking cue the music. They're at their fucking house late one night, and all of a sudden they're like... they're checking out Johnny's fucking search history.
Is this Starsky and Hutch or something?
This is Private Eyes, Daryl Hall and John Oates. See, even Lexi knows this fucking song. What's wrong with you?
You have pretty good musical ear, Lexi, I gotta say.
Some say she has two.
Sometimes.
But I'm saying, they're sitting there and they're going, I want to check out what Johnny's listening to. Let me check it out. Let me see what's going on.
It's going to get worse, too. In the next, like, 20 years, like, there's going to be so much more access to everything.
Horrible. And I thank, Lord, please hear me.
Hey, Zeus.
I very much am very excited that I did not grow up in this day and age.
Me too.
Because there'd be a picture of my dick somewhere. There'd be a picture of me or a video of me banging somebody somewhere.
You've had sex? That's awesome.
What? Maybe just once.
Congrats, dude.
And the horrible point about that is, or the great point about that is I missed this whole fucking technology thing. I had beepers when I was in high school and we beeped our drug dealers and all that shit.
So that means college you didn't have cell phone?
College, I did not have a cell phone.
A flip phone.
I didn't even have a flip phone. They had the bricks. They had the little bricks.
Awesome.
So like 2000, I remember coming home on the weekends to like hang out or whatever, and I'd borrow my father's cell phone to go to my boy's house.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, now everybody, 5-year-olds have cell phones.
Oh
now.
My God, it's ridiculous. I would literally, I remember calling him on Route 9 in Manalapan, New Jersey, and I called him and I was like, yo, bro, I'm coming over your house to drink some beers, bro. It's amazing.
Cell phone with the big antenna.
Cell phone.
With the, remember the antenna?
Yep, it had a big antenna and I was driving and I remember being so cool. And I remember looking at it and be like, all right, that was a minute.
Oh, yeah, because you only had X amount of minutes.
Yep, you only had like 285 minutes or something. I remember it because it was like Nazi fucking Germany.
Did you guys ever have the track phone?
What is the track phone?
That's the prepaid card.
Like
my grandma has one.
Prepaid cell phone.
Yeah, it was like the first prepaid cell phone. That's what I was allowed to have. It was pretty cool, but you had to really watch your minutes on that. Lexi, you went to college in the iPhone era. Like, I was... Oh, you didn't? You still had flip phones.
I entered my freshman year of college with a BlackBerry face.
Oh, you were BlackBerry face.
I was BlackBerry, and then by like my sophomore, junior year, all the iPhones started.
Were you a Nextel person?
No.
Were you,
I went from flip phones to BBM, like BlackBerry messages.
Were your homies Nextel people?
Yeah, sure. Some of my homies.
I feel like you're gangsta. I feel like you're like you wear Tim's, like you
I do.
Listen to rap music. So I feel do. Like a Nextel is like right in the wheelhouse.
No, I mean it wasn't crazy, but yeah, people.
Oh, remember that noise?
Yellow.
Yo, where you at, man?
Phone.
What's going on? It's
pretty cool concept.
Yeah, I'll be down the street in 5 minutes.
Were you offended?
No.
For the homies coming?
No, I just did. I didn't understand it. Like your homies,
your homeboys.
Nextels. Like I'm sure some people you knew had Nextels. It was just weird the way you.
I always wanted to know those people, but.
Horrific.
I wasn't cool
because they always look like they were doing something cool.
Cool.
They'd be like,
"Yeah, I'll be here in 15 minutes, man."
Seems so important.
You have no clue what the fuck they're saying. I used to work at Freehold Fridays and talk about privacy. This motherfucker in the middle, he was working. Right, he was on the line, and we had a lull in business, and he'd be like cooking a fucking steak, and somebody'd be like.
Yo, man, where you at, motherfucker?
And he'd be like, yeah, man, I'm just barbecuing this steak, motherfucker. And
yo, man, I'll see you later after the thing. And be like, yeah, man, I got you in 5 minutes, man.
And I'm like, who the fuck cares? Even privacy when you're on the train and the fucking people, hello? I'd like to make an order for delivery.
Oh.
I'll have Hop Sing Sush with no MSG.
You know, I'm actually okay with people doing orders because that's over with quickly. Fine. Let them do it. But what about the people that are having full-on 20-minute conversation with a family member about their day?
Yeah.
Who are you?
I was sitting next to some lady last night, and she's going, no, but he's not thinking properly. We need to make the move quicker. No, but you don't understand. He's not thinking. And then finally this fucking asshole goes, oh, the train's leaving the station. The phone's going to cut off.
God. Everybody's like, thank God.
Well, I think I might have mentioned this the last time when I said I was reading the woman's text.
Mm-hmm.
But like 2 weeks prior to that, I was sitting next to a woman who was actually going through a divorce on her cell phone on the train.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I mean, like, that's a conversation for anywhere else
you know
but
what's
the train.
Ironic about that is that that lady did not have any privacy because you were spying on her.
Mm-hmm.
You were reading her text.
That time, but she used font like 38. Like I could see it so easily.
She was 38?
No, font 38.
I got it. Sorry.
On the text that were really big.
I was about to be like, say who?
Speak your private eye over there. Did you just catch what Chris was doing or did you miss?
He ate a banana.
How subtle is that though? He just I looked over and he had the tip in his mouth and then I looked back and it was gone. I guess because he ate it.
Been times where I've been on the train and someone's talking really loud on the phone and then you get that muscle guy who's like, bro, like hang up the phone. You're being so damn loud. Mm-hmm. And then it escalated to the point where like, how about we get off at the next stop? And I'm like,
God.
God, it's I know it is super annoying, but do you really want to take it to that level of fighting?
My guilty pleasure, if we could jump into that, I love watching muscle guys.
Sure.
No, to jump off what Lexi was saying.
Shut up, hilarious.
Seriously.
You like watching them?
I think a guilty pleasure is like, I'll complain about it and be like, oh, these douchebags making a scene. But if I'm on a train and a muscle guy starts a fight with someone,
I love it.
I'm all in.
Popcorn out, phones out.
Let's
like,
go.
Give me your best shot at what's about to go
like,
down.
Like, yo, bro, you being disrespectful.
Yeah.
Which is funny because like, they're also being disrespectful now.
Yeah.
Totally.
But even more so. But I love it. I'm all into that. I love watching like dramatic fucking things.
Me too.
Speaking of dramatic fucking things, I wish that I was able to see the little dramatic situation that happened outside of Penn Station with Lexi earlier this morning.
Oh,
Lexi got into a public fight this morning with a homeless man.
What?
That was That was,
did he try and touch you or something?
No. So long story short, I always, my routine is I get my Dunkin' and I go up the Penn Station. They have the two stairs that lead you to the back of Madison Square Garden instead of getting on 7th.
Mm-hmm. And then so she went, don't you ever fucking touch me!
So,
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I just, I'm so excited. So
whenever, is that where you get your omelets in the morning? On the downstairs?
Yeah, yeah, okay. And that down, so whatever.
She
so
has a bomb omelet spot, ladies and gentlemen.
So good. A hit bomblet. Me up for the place. I like that. But so I always walk up these same steps every morning, and there's always people laying on it or laying down, and it's literally, it's every day, it's the norm. You just walk around them, and your day continues. That's and today, I was walking up the stairs, and there was a man, like, sleeping, but I just walked around him, and he grabbed my ankle to trip me up on the steps, and I fell, and I caught myself. I caught myself with my hand, but I don't even know what came over me. I turned around, and I said, don't you dare fucking touch me again, and I just kind of blew up, and then I walk upstairs, and I'm, like, shaking, because I don't really like to do that, but, and I call my mom, and I'm like, I feel bad now. I feel bad that I screamed and made a scene and yelled at this man. And my mom's like, nobody touches you. So she had my side. But I don't really know how that...
Well, because that was just a public, like, for my guilty pleasure, I love watching. Like, if I was just a bystander, I would have, like, sat there, popcorn out. Like, oh, yeah. You should have hit the fucking guy in the face.
No, I would never. I didn't even know what to do. Right. And then after I yelled at him, I was so nervous walking up the steps that he was just going to, like...
tackle you or something? Yeah,
yeah, I didn't know. But I don't even know why he did it. Why are you tripping me? I did nothing.
Did you say, why are you tripping?
No. Oh,
that would have been the greatest fucking line ever.
Wouldn't you love to see Lexi get like hot and heavy like that? Like I've never seen you lose your temper.
I would like to see Lexi get
plenty.
Ignant.
What? Johnny no-no too.
Ignant.
Is that
Johnny no-no too.
What does that mean?
Ignant.
Ignorant?
Crazy? Yeah.
Ignited?
No, ignorant.
Oh.
Isn't ignorant though like...
But some people say... Ignant. Yo, don't make me get ignorant right now. That's something.
I haven't heard that. All right, we'll take your word for it.
Some people say indignant, and they're trying to say the word. They can't do it.
You know what's a hard word? Indigenous. Oh, wow, I just nailed it.
That's pretty good.
Indigenous people. Can you say that word?
Indigenous.
I guess it's easy. Fuck.
And what does that mean, Lexi?
Leonardo DiCaprio. Take it away. the movie, with the bears. Fuck, the Revenant.
In the woods?
The indigenous people, I believe. Is that the native? I feel like Chris, the teacher, is like looking.
He's got it.
The indigenous, wasn't it the native people of the land?
I guess we're not using it in a sentence. You just defined it?
Pretty much.
Does indigenous people just mean the OG people?
The OG people. So, you look at these people that come in from LaGuardia and all the airports that I'm talking about now into the indigenous people from New York City.
Does it have to be, so it's not one specific area is the indigenous people?
No,
it's a word.
Yeah, it's where you are. So if I'm flying into New Orleans this weekend, which I fucking wish I was, those New Orleans people are indigenous to that area.
Oh, interesting. Who was the dude who had the studio? I had a Lexi thing. Who was the dude who had the studio before you?
For like 30 Johnny years? Donovan.
So Johnny Donovan was the indigenous studio owner.
Yes.
Really? Mm-hmm. That's how that works?
So well, not
like,
studio
why
owner,
go to that but, extent? Yeah. Just say he was the first guy here. Like, we don't need to get crazy with vocabulary.
Ooh, and the indigenous people would not like that.
And he had this job for 36
He was indigenous for a really long time.
Years.
About to get ignorant on that shit.
Seriously. All right. Well, I think we can go to everybody's dirty pleasures. Dirty pleasures? Guilty pleasures? What fucking show are we on this week?
I think we go to everybody's dirty fucking mouth.
Good God. It's your mom's dirty... Yeah.
What the fuck?
All right.
I love that. Let me re-fucking set.
It's your mom's guilty pleasures. It's Chris Libertini. It's Leslie Peveraro. It's John Mingione. We're going to get to our guilty pleasures this week, and we're going to go right to Lexi Peveraro, who has her guilty pleasure.
Okay, so mine would be that my guilty pleasure, I've been spending so much money shopping. Like, I've been just going like, I deserve it. I deserve it. I deserve it. Come on, I deserve it. And then I look at my credit card bill and I'm like, I didn't deserve it. And half the purchases were just in bags. Mm. So I think my mom passed this trait down to me. She's a pocketbook and shoe lady. She just loves the deals. Hey, Lex, you need a new pair of shoes? No, I got 8 of them, but thanks. But that's just how... she passed it down to me. So I was in the store getting a Mother's Day gift. It's passed, but that's where I was. And I was like, oh, this bag is 40% off. Oh, but this one's so cute. It's 20%. Here I am, like a couple $100 deep. And I spent, that's my guilty pleasure. I've been like crazy shopping.
Well, I would recommend that you go to the Nordstrom Rack.
Yeah, I've been there before, but it's okay.
Is there an actual
I feel
rack?
Like they're messy.
Is there a rack?
There's a rack, yeah.
Really?
Well, I mean, there's many racks.
Oh.
But this Nordstrom Rack specifically is what I'm saying is I saw somebody posted a picture the other day and they got a pocketbook that was $150. How much do you think this woman paid for it?
50 bucks. 50,
25.
Keep on going.
16.
Keep on going.
12.
Keep on going.
3.
Keep on going.
A cent.
Thank you very much.
No, shut up. Shut the fuck up.
She
I don't believe you.
$1.
And but I thought in those types of stores, you can't use coupons in your cards.
She wasn't using a coupon. It had been marked down so much.
$1?
$1. And it, on the thing, it says, you saved $149.99. Oh, wow. Like, that's what it says.
Nordstrom Rack, and similar to that is Macy's Backstage or Backstage Macy's or something. It's basically the same thing. It's literally the same exact store, just more discounted things. I don't know if it's less quality or not, but...
And getting back to our privacy, so every time you go shopping, they say, excuse me, can you give me your email address?
I hate that.
Can you give me your phone number?
Yeah, I hate that.
Right? Isn't that what they say every fucking time?
Yeah. No, I give them my friend's email and phone numbers.
That's fucking tremendous.
Yeah, it's great.
And also, even you go shopping at the store. You buy, you go to ShopRite or a local Food Town or a local Stop and Shop, and they ask you, do you have a Price Plus card? Do you have a phone number that you can give me? So the second you put the phone number in,
spam
they now have they now have a list of everything you bought.
Oh, that,
but sometimes
that too.
You save money. Yesterday I put my phone number in the Duane Reade when I was checking out. I put it in the Duane Reade thing and I saved $5.
But that's tremendous, but are you losing privacy?
It's a landline phone from Long Island. So no.
I love that because that's I use true. My parents' landline phone.
Awesome.
But so when you give your phone number, so I went to a baby store, Carter's, to get Annie on PLJ just had a baby, so I wanted to get her something. And they were like, oh, well, if you give me your phone number, you can and sign up for this free card, you get 20% off.
Right.
You did
and I'm like, well, hell yeah. Like, I'll do it. It's 20% off. And now I'm like a member of a Carter's baby store that I will not need anytime soon.
For $6.
For, yeah. Yeah.
$6.75, yeah. You can have my fucking everything.
And now I'm a member.
God bless
Congrats.
You.
Congrats.
Johnny, what's your guilty pleasure of the week?
To be honest, I gave my guilty pleasure within the episode about watching Meatheads fight. Love that. So that was my guilty pleasure. I love watching.
For the week, has it happened so many times that you could use it for this week?
Well no. I said during the time of the episode that I wanted that to be my guilty pleasure.
Oh.
No, it hasn't. Oh, I see what you're saying. Because guilty pleasure should be something that happened this week.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to. It's fine. You can use it from 6 years ago. It's fine.
My guilty pleasure, I guess, is that I...
You know what I wanted to ask you?
Tell
within
me.
Your guilty pleasure?
All right,
pleasure?
Let's use this because I have nothing.
Okay, so you know how last week or the week prior, whatever week it was, you used plants, taking care of your plants as a guilty
Succulents.
Pleasure?
Yes.
That's what I was going to go with this time. But
you know. So you know the plant, the Venus flytrap, where you feed it?
I was actually going to talk about the Venus flytrap.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I have a question, and it may be stupid, but I'm going to go for it.
There's
I'm gonna
no stupid
two feet
questions.
In. 2 feet. Is that that's the expression?
Head first?
Right?
I don't
Head
know.
First.
Whatever.
Anyway,
okay.
So you know how you snapped a video of feeding it some... insect
freeze-dried bloodworms.
Yes, that. So if that plant, that's how you feed it, do you still have to water it?
Great question. That's a great question.
Like, because usually a plant's source is like sunlight and water.
Water, correct.
But if you're feeding it things, do you still need to water it?
It has to, it's a weird carnivorous plant. It has to, the Venus flytrap, Chris, has to sit in water. Has to sit. So, and you don't plant it in dirt. It's like these vines that you have to wrap in, what's it called? You wrap it in this stuff. I can't think of the term.
Okay.
Moss.
Okay.
You wrap it in this moss.
Okay.
And then you put the moss in half a cup of water. And not just any water. I have to buy distilled water.
Okay.
I killed my first Venus flytrap because I put regular water in it.
Aww.
Okay.
It turned black. It was crazy. So I wrote the guy. I sent a complaint email. And then he sent me a new Venus flytrap. And I bought distilled water. And now it's thriving. And yeah, so you have to just feed it freeze-dried bloodworms or flies. You have to catch flies and feed it to them.
Okay.
Crazy.
Cool. That's
but so yeah, now you know that. You want to come over and meet him?
Did you name him?
Her. It's actually her.
Oh, did you name her?
Serena Flytrap.
Serena Flytrap.
Do you get it?
Like get Serena there. Van Woodson from Gossip
No.
Oh.
Think about it. Chris, you get the joke?
Oh, the tennis person? Serena Williams?
Yeah. Do you know why I named her Serena's Flytrap?
Serena's Flytrap. Because Serena there's Flytrap. A net in tennis and it's a trap.
Wait, Chris, you know where why
I actually don't.
Oh, the twins are Venus and Serena. So Venus Flytrap, Serena Flytrap.
You're so smart.
Damn it. Wow. I thought that would be more obvious.
That's pretty good. No, that's pretty good. Oh, damn it. I'll give you that.
It's fine. You're good. That's that was impressive. Good. It was very impressive.
What's up with Monk? He's just like standing in the...
I think he wants a date. And my guilty pleasure of the week is I just went and saw the superhero movie last night, and I've had nothing but amazing times listening to this song. It's Welcome to the Party, French Montana, Lil Pump, and it's in Deadpool 2, and the song's fucking amazing.
Here we go.
Let's hear it.
Oh, shit.
It's my guilty pleasure right here, listening to this fucking song.
Taking us out. We on fire. Step up in the party, step up in the party, ha, ha. We on fire. Right up to the party, right up to the party, ha, ha. Hey. Welcome to the party. Please take your headphones off. It's a silent disco.
So it's your mom's guilty pleasures. That's my guilty pleasure of the week. Chris Libertini, John Mingione, Lexi Pevoraro.
Yeah,
we're making it happen. We'll see you soon.
Three-part harmony. Ha, that was terrible.
See you next week or tomorrow.
You'll get it. We'll get it eventually.
See you soon.